Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Dr. Arki Chankudi back on the show. Arki is a member of our Brain Trust going back more than 10 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of Built on Trust. He's the guy who first started talking to us about trust, about the importance of trust. And boy, howdy, have we been doing that ever since we met Arki, and have I been, you know, how many times, folks, do you hear me invoke Arki's name, even when he's not here, talking about trust and how it continues to be the foundation for everything that we do. And the day that it quits, Arki, the day that trust stops being the foundation of everything we do, God help us.
Welcome back. I agree with that. Thank you very much, Jim. That's a nice introduction. Yes, of course, trust is, I think, the foundation of excellent execution, sound risk-taking. That's not reckless gambling, but there's not complacency either. And I think it's also the foundation of innovation, thinking new, the things that the American business people are really great at, which is innovation, new thinking, new ideas. I think trust is the foundation for all of that.
I want to talk about the rest of this segment, though. I wanted to ask you, how much of a hit has trust taken in the last, since 2008?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. The collapse of Lehman Brothers alone was a tremendous, I mean, experienced as a almost a betrayal.
As a 150-year-old company.
Many what's that?
It's a 150-year-old company.
Yes, and something that was solid. Nobody gave it a second thought. All of a sudden, when a basis is ripped out like that, completely unexpected.
Well, and look at all the other institutions that we've either lost or, and I don't just mean corporate institutions, some public institutions that we've lost or have taken the bloom is off their rose. Trust has really taken a hit in the last 3 years, hasn't it? Yeah. How do we recover from that? Can we recover from that?
Oh yes, we can. These are public examples of what happens privately all the time, where you extend trust, you're doing extra, you're contributing more, and then all of a sudden, you experience more than a disappointment, a shock, that pulls the rug out from under you. You're incredulous, you're completely uncomfortable and unhappy, and it's in those moments, both public and private, where we make what we call a built on trust, never again type decisions. So, I'm never going to trust again, or I'm never going to work with that person again effectively, or I won't trust authority, I won't do extra, et cetera, et cetera. With the financial system, of course, it's the fabric, when you start to make decisions. And then, of course, we forget these are protective decisions, and they're generalized. They tend to be categorical. I'm not going to trust Joe Blow or Jane Doe. I'm not going to trust authority again, or I'm not going to trust the banking again, et cetera, et cetera.
The marketplace has got a long way to go, though, it seems to me. I mean, we still have the elements there. We still have the visceral DNA of a human being to want to trust. Being able to trust is good business because it's more efficient than not trusting. But we still there's still a lot of repair that has to be done in the marketplace, and not so much on Main Street, though, I think. Arki, I think Main Street acquitted itself pretty well through the last 3 years, because a lot of the things that we continue to be able to rely on, we still find on Main Street. As opposed to Wall Street and Washington.
Yeah, Wall Street and Washington, first of all, they seem so distant. And second of all, the decisions that are made there are so sweepingly effective. They affect so many of us.
Mm-hmm. Or the mistakes that they make.
And they make mistakes. Partly they're not in touch. Partly they're focused on their own agenda. For instance, getting reelected or making the big bonus and profit and so forth. I'm not saying any of these things are wrong, but there needs to be a balance, and the American people, I think, feel that imbalance.
Yep.
At times.
And that's the reason why, Arkie, I've been saying that the redemption, the recovery, the reconciliation is going to have to come from Main Street. And small business owners are going to have to be the leaders in this, folks. Trust is everything, and I think Main Street is where that resides more than anywhere else in the world right now. To 22, right back with Arkie Ciancuti. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.